Hey guys, this is OFLG1. I felt like doing a recording. And I was like, okay, I gotta find something to talk about. So I decided to search questionnaire into the search bar. And I found 20 good and cute questions to ask a girl you like. And not joking, it took me like 5 minutes to sit here and think, hang on, so does that mean guys answer it or girls answer it? Pretty sure girls answer it. So, whatevs. I'm doing it anyway, okay? I can do what I want. I'm an adult. I'm 23. I can take care of myself, right? Anyway, here we go. So, to number one, what makes me smile? A lot of things make me smile. Like, my friends at work say that it's very hard to imagine me not smiling, so it's kind of a moot question. I know. If I'm saying what makes me not smile, it's when I don't have any sleep. My God, if you see me without sleep, I will be a bear, so angry. Number two, what's my favorite movie? Oh, this is a difficult question for me because I'm a filmmaker. So not my favorite movie, but my favorite director. I would say anything by Quentin Tarantino, Robert Rodriguez, definitely. Alfred Hitchcock, he's master of suspense, love him. Let's see, who else? Wish I knew girl directors. Oh, this industry. I don't know, well, anyway, those are the major ones anyway. Quentin Tarantino, Robert Rodriguez, yeah, Alfred Hitchcock. Oh, who directed Clockwork Orange? Stanley Kubrick. Yeah, Stanley Kubrick. He's really good too. The Shining is one of the best movies. I do have a really favorite, real not maybe not my favorite, but one that I really like. It's called American Beauty. Oh, love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. So good. All right. If there is any place in the world that I could go, where would it be and why? For the past few weeks, I've really been wanting to go to Cathedral Cove. It's this little beach in New Zealand, in the Coromandel, and you have to park in this car park and tramp there. Like it's about, I know you have to. I'm not sure how long the walk is, but I know you have to walk through some shrubbery and stuff to get to it. And it's like this little hidden gem. It's absolutely gorgeous there. Like if you Google Cathedral Cove. Oh, so beautiful, and you'll understand why I want to go there. But in the world, probably Scotland. I've been watching Outlander recently. It's like a TV series. Ah, Scotland, Scottish things, Scottish men. Yes, please. Gosh, okay, I gotta hurry up with these questions, otherwise this is gonna be way too long. My favorite sport or show to watch and play, soccer and tennis. I used to play soccer and I don't know. Tennis is just kind of absorbing to me. If we were dating, how would you celebrate our first 1 year anniversary? I don't know. I'm pretty chill. Like I'm a pretty simple girl. Like if we just bought junk food and sat inside watching Outlander, nah, TV series, yeah, that would be a good night for me. Yeah, I'm pretty chill. What's my family like? Ooh, my family. Well, my dad owns a hardware store and he's also a locksmith, so he's a very gruff, tough, handyman kind of man. He's lovely though. I love him. I got my stepmom, Helen. She's, ooh, I probably shouldn't have said that. Oh well, whatever. Helen, yay. Yeah, she is really nice, such a mum. She used to march into my room with like a big black plastic bag if I hadn't cleaned my room and just start throwing at things into it. So I'd have to rush up there in a hurry and say, "No, stop." Yeah, so, but she's really nice too. I've got a twin sister, Laura. Oh gosh, I'm giving away all my family members. She lives up in Auckland at the moment. I think she's just working at a cafe. She's like for the first few hours that we see each other, we're like, "Oh, yay, sisters, hurrah, we love each other." And then after that, we're like, "Okay, I'm done. I'm sick of you now. Go away." And yeah, that's my family. What about yourself do you find the most pride in? Oh, that's hard. Pride. Ugh. Probably. I really like. I can do makeup well. I'm really good at makeup. People keep asking me to do their makeup because I'm good at it, so I quite like that. Yeah, makeup, I think. Have you ever cried at a movie? Yes. Oh my gosh, Titanic. That second How to Train Your Dragon film. Yeah, I cried at that. You know the moment. I'm not gonna put any spoilers in there. Yeah, How to Train Your Dragon 2. Oh, I cried so much. My favorite car? I don't know. A car that works. Again, I'm pretty chill. I like all kinds of cars. As long as it runs well, I don't really care what it looks like, as long as it runs well. My favorite food? Lasagna. I mean, really, it changes a lot, but today I'm craving lasagna. Just call me Garfield. What do I notice first when I first meet a boy? What just ran through my head was his eyes and his smile. Yeah. Eyes and a smile. What is the craziest thing that you've ever done in your life? Craziest thing I've ever done. God, probably. I really don't know. What have I done that's crazy? I had a car accident once. I spun off the road at 100 kilometers per hour. Yeah, that was pretty scary. I guess you could call that crazy. Okay, hang on. Sorry, my computer is bringing up other windows and deciding to freeze, so I can't see what the next freaking question is. So if you hear me clicking, it's desperately trying to go back. Here we go. What is my most favorite romantic activity? To be honest, I haven't really gone out on a lot of dates. Like, I've dated guys, but we haven't really gone on proper dates. So, I'm not sure, but if I had to make one up, it would probably be a picnic somewhere. Yeah. That would be nice. Oh, actually, no, picnic. What was the scariest moment in my life? Again, probably going off the road in my car. That was scary. I kept on thinking, like, I'm too young to die, and that's probably really morbid to put in here. But, nah, I just ended up in a ditch and they had to tow me out. It was more embarrassing than anything, but it was really, really scary. Who was my first crush? Like in real life or a celebrity? I would have to say. Yeah. This guy. Oh, no, hang on. No, I got it. In primary school, I'm in New Zealand. I don't know how old I was, I don't know. But in primary school, there was this guy called Philip, and I had a crush on him. And one day he approached me in the school fields, and he was like, "Oh, Olivia, will you be my girlfriend?" And I said, "Yes, but only if you give me two presents at Christmas." And he's like, "Okay." God, we were so. And then I didn't talk to him again for ages, but we were in a relationship, haha. And then, like, the ball came around, and my parents dropped me off at the school. And when I walked inside, a girl approached me, and she was like, "Ah, Philip told me that he wants to break up with you." And I'm like, "Ah." And I looked in the background, and he was just kind of standing there all sheepish and trying to avoid eye contact. And, yep. Why do all my answers end up taking a sad turn? All right. Moving on. Oh, but celebrity crush right now, Darren Criss. Oh my goodness, Darren Criss. He could knock on my door any day. Who is my biggest hero? My dad. It's always my dad. He seems to be able to do anything. Would you like to hang out with me more often? Sure. I mean, I don't know you, but I'm sure you're a pretty nice person. A pretty nice guy. Sure. Yeah. Let's hang out some more. Let's watch some TV and eat junk food. What is my definition of intimate? Intimate. Quietness. Just being together and being able to talk about stuff. Like cuddling up in bed and talking about things. That's my definition of intimate. Would I cuddle with you? Oh, of course I cuddle with you. Crazy? I'd love to cuddle with you. Yes. I would love to. What are my favorite hobbies? Filming. Filming, filming, filming. I wouldn't even say that's a hobby. I'd say that's, well, I want it to be my profession. I don't even want to know. I don't even know what I want to be. Like, well, like a producer or a filmmaker or. No, I mean, being a producer sounds kind of fun, but I don't even know what that properly entails. But I'd still love to work in the film industry, definitely. Maybe own my own production company one day. Yeah, I've actually got a job at this tea farm where I'm supposed to be filming a potluck that's coming up. So, yeah, that's exciting. That's my first professional job. Scared, nervous, but it's gonna be good, I'm sure. I mean, I'll be prepared, so. And yeah, that's all the questions. Let's do this again sometime. Okay, well, let's snuggle in the blankets. God, what am I saying? Okay, all right, bye guys.